This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. By the way, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there. And not to forget about our bulk mail haulers, running the mail from the post office bulk mail centers to the post offices and back and forth. And, of course, we've also got our tanker yankers out there, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesels. So you got gasoline, you get to work in the morning. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We also have a presence on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize and underline those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right, Mr. Kyle. Busy night. We started the first hour, talked an awful lot about that group that's out there, the Democratic group, and you want to look up the name and become familiar with this. Run for Something is the name of the group. Run for Something. It's backed by George Soros. They're very active right now, trying to get into the local political scheme of things and screw things up from the bottom level up. They're bottom feeders, and this is what they're going to try to do now. They did it with the district attorneys in the last election. Now they're going to try to do it and get into the political system so they can upend the the voting process, if you will, with the rules and regulations there. Well, Kyle, Wisconsin, in one of their counties, has now taken the lead in banning private funding for elections and getting rid of the dark money.
Yeah, this is really interesting stuff. So I think this is near Elkhorn, Wisconsin. This is the area
yes.
that it's in, Walworth County, I believe. And yeah, it's the first local government, we understand, that gets rid of the acceptance of private money or even grants, for the use in elections. So, you know, where this is going to go, we don't know exactly yet, but we'll see.
Well, here's what I believe. Call me crazy. I believe that anybody running for public office, we need to know where they're getting your money from.
Yes,
what
that's
do you,
right.
What do you think?
Well, sure, because then you have an idea. you know, who might, you know, for lack of a better expression, hold the strings.
There you go.
Money doesn't come free.
I was waiting for you to say that because that's where I was going to go next. Then you would know who they're associating with, who's controlling them. All right. Now, Republicans are experiencing an uptick in their Twitter followers after Elon Musk's acquisition. I noticed the other day, yesterday, because I heard this was going on, I went over and looked at Twitter, and my followers were way, way up from what they had been. I went up like 500 people probably since Monday. I don't know what it was Monday, but yesterday it was 500 higher than what it was before, and all of a sudden I'm starting to become a player.
Well, that's good. And obviously, I think people are realizing that it might just be safe to return to Twitter, might just be safe to be able to really participate in what has become, of course, a very singular viewpoint sort of system that that people just don't gravitate to at all.
You know, I have found something here that we can take advantage of. Because this is going to apply to Adam Schiff. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is for Adam
Schiff.
I'm
too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
That'll be some music for Adam Schiff now. What do you think?
Well, he's too something for something. We don't know, but maybe a legend in his own mind.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Adam Schiff has raised concerns about disinformation on Twitter after Elon Musk's purchase. And it blew up in his face for the comments he got back. They absolutely buried him under the mud.
Well, sure. Well, of course, wasn't it Adam Schiff who talked all about, you know, we've got the goods on Trump,
yep.
You know, and he got punked as well with the telephone call about the compromise that
yep.
somebody had on Trump,
yep.
and went on from there. And then also, of course, didn't Adam Schiff say, well, it's everywhere you look, you know, it's out in the open. We know he colluded, but he could never, ever, ever produce any shred of evidence about that.
Yep, and I have a homework assignment for you. I want you to dig up that audio. We're going to start playing that.
Okay.
So the country and the listeners can understand what Adam Schiff was all about.
Yep.
Yep.
Will do.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, my friend. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And don't forget, we shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back right after this short break.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, Frank, we are going to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They own that company in Washington State, and they make a great product that I've been taking for over 7 years. It's called Relief Factor, and it helps me with the pain and the swelling that I have in my left ankle and foot and leg, and it really does the job, or you wouldn't be hearing me telling you about it. Now, Relief Factor and the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes to lower or even eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on at the minute by going right straight to the source of the problem. Now, the best part, it's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets, four little capsules in there, and it supports healthy joints and muscles too. It only costs $19.95 for the 3 weeks quick start to get it all started. And what you do is you go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and get the Relief Factor and take it and see what happens, because after all you have to lose is pain. And it works for me, and I believe it'll work for you, which is why I'm telling you about it right now. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the little weasel that runs the Department of Homeland Security, and I'm being polite when I say that, Mr. Mayorkas, his name is, are you ready for the name?
Right.
Alejandro by Orcas. Sounds impressive, doesn't it?
Well, sure. That's his name, yeah.
Until you look at the job that he's doing. Now, current law requires you to maintain operational control of the southern border and detain illegal aliens. You continue to fail to do so, Mr. Mayorkas. It's qualifying you for impeachment, and the Republicans have the DHS Secretary Mayorkas in their bullseye right now to do just that when they come back and take control of the House and the Senate in the fall. They are going to impeach him, as well they should. He's not doing his job.
And they'll be able to demonstrate that. And they'll be able to show the American people the consequences of not doing that. They're not doing that, the job that is, simply for political reasons. It's meant to destabilize it and so on. But it's no longer a theoretical construct. It's no longer about the notion of having immigration or how we do immigration. It's the actual practical aftermath of what happens when you have unfettered illegal immigration into this country.
Now, a federal judge again reaffirmed that the Department of Homeland Security and the Biden administration is not going to be able to change the Title 42 rules and regulations so that they can let those illegals that are sitting on the border in, correct?
That's right.
So, President Joe Biden's administration yesterday released a plan to deal with the expected surge in illegal immigration across the U.S.-Mexican border once the emergency Title 42 policy is terminated in May. Well, that's not going to happen, but that's what they said. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas laid out his plan, a 20-page memorandum outlining a series of pillars that officials are already putting into place. Pillars, huh? Is that like a fence?
Well, no, I'm not sure. I think it's probably more of how they're like bullet points or something like that. But it just seems to me, Captain, that why would you have to create a plan for the influx after you get rid of the plan that actually keeps you from having to have a plan that you would have for an influx? You know, it's just so weird. And this is one of the things that I think the Democrats are really going to start losing ground on. They're not going to be able to stand there and say, no, what we're doing is good. This is all it's really beneficial, and it just doesn't work that way.
Well, in addition to deploying more resources, such as agents to the border, the Department of Homeland Security is working to process illegal immigrants more quickly and expelling those who are not allowed to stay under federal law, according to the memo. Now, the government is also bolstering the capacity of non-governmental groups, known as NGOs, to receive illegal immigrants after they've been released by federal agents and disrupting criminal groups and smugglers who seek to smuggle people and or drugs into the United States.
Right, right. Well, you know, if whatever they're going to try to do or whatever, however they're going to try to spin it, it's hard to get people on board that, you know, the Biden administration has had the proper approach to any of the of these immigration issues.
Now, the Russian foreign minister yesterday, Sergei Lavrov, repeated what he said on Monday, and it is as follows, that while his country holds to the principle of the inadmissibility of nuclear war, the danger of such a conflict occurring is serious, real, and cannot be underestimated.
Well, Captain, it's been a very, very long time, hasn't it, since going through the Cold War, the ending of the Cold War, as it were, the notion of the nuclear exchange, nuclear holocaust, all the planning, all of the countermeasures, everything that we ever did to try to prevent this. And now to have the Russian government officials talking about this in such a cavalier way, you know, we know what nuclear war means. We know what a, you know, so-called limited nuclear war means. I don't know how you have one of those. But the fact that they're even talking about it like this should scare all of us because they're not going to give up.
Yeah.
Easily in Ukraine.
Now, wait till you hear this one. A new Gallup poll's out there, and Joe Biden's job approval rating is down even lower than it was last week. It's down in nearly every U.S. subgroup, especially ages 18 to 64.
And I think, Captain, he might have had some kind of ability to try to claw back some of those poll numbers if he was at all perceived as being strong, as being virile, as being somebody who is, you know, has all his faculties working 100%. You know, he could have tried to turn some of that around simply by force of being the president and being seen and looking forceful and confident. But he's not even able to do that. So the policies continue, the perceptions continue, and that's why that downward spiral is the trend.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You hear him every night at this time on the program, and we're very fortunate to have him on the show as a regular contributor. Now, you got to love this one, Kyle. You ready?
Yep.
Mark Levin returned to Twitter to bash the corrupt media, to bash the Republican Jen Psaki, to bash Joy Reid's racist and vile slurs, and to go after Mitch McConnell.
Well, with Mark Levin, with whatever he undertakes, obviously, in whatever forum he's going to be making comments in, it's definitely going to be some fireworks. There's no doubt about that.
You know where he lives, don't you?
Where's that?
Florida.
Oh, he does? Okay. Very interesting.
Yep.
Well, it's again showing that getting back on Twitter, and Twitter, by the way, it's not the Wild West. I don't think that's what Elon Musk is trying to create. There's not this sense of completely everybody's just going to be a huge bigot and this kind of stuff. And you know what? We don't pay attention to people like that anyway. That's very, very, very fringe, these kinds of things. But what the far left is worried about is the idea that you're going to have some real content. And Mark Levin is somebody who has real content to his argumentation.
Now, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, you know who he is, right?
Right, right.
Pressed the Attorney General Garland yesterday on the violent crime policy. And he used the following illustration. He said, Chicago is now the world's largest outdoor shooting range.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
There you go.
Well, Captain, if the presence of restrictive gun laws, and probably if not the most restrictive in
some of the toughest in the country right there in Chicago. Yep.
That's right. Yeah. If the presence of those kinds of laws were the answer, then Senator Kennedy could never have made this kind of comparison. And it's an apt comparison, I think.
And that is where you get the Saturday night specials that I've talked about for years, right?
That's right. Yep.
That's where they come from. Okay, folks, we shall return with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with stuff.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News. A new poll says Americans have had their fill of COVID-19 and they're ready to move on.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, concern over the coronavirus pandemic is at an all-time low. Analyst Tim Malloy saying 74% of Americans believe the spread of COVID-19 is under control and 54% don't believe masks should be required on airplanes or public transit. 65% of Americans say they'd be comfortable taking public transit without a mask mandate. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia cut off natural gas to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria and threatened to do the same to other countries. Russia appears to be using its export to divide the West over its support for Ukraine. European leaders condemn the move as blackmail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
In the morning, the news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Woohoo! Who was that masked man that came riding through the studio? He was on a white horse. Alrighty. Well, let me tell you something, folks. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Let me tell you something. If you think the specials have been going out of this world over at MyPillow, wait till you hear this one. I mean, I get this message from Mike Lindell and company last night saying we have a new series of specials and we're going to run these for the next week or so. Please make sure you emphasize. Okay, get this. Buy one, get one free. Now, the MyPillow bed sheet sets. You heard us talk about the sheets. Well, here they are. Buy one, get one. Wow. The Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are the real fancy pillows. Okay? Buy one, get one. The Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows. Those are the little pillows that like you sit on your couch and whatnot, and they work fine in the car or a truck. If you got a bunk or something like that, they're a little smaller than the normal size pillow, and they're embossed in an American flag, or maybe the picture of the United States or something like that. They're patriotic and very nice, and that's buy one, get one. And then here you go. You've heard me talking about the towels and how good they are. The MyPillow six-piece towel sets, buy one, get one. Holy cow. So they got the towel sets, buy one, get one. They got the Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, buy one, get one. They got the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the fancy pillows, buy one, get one. And they got the bed sheet sets, buy one, get one. Man, those are some real great deals. So go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Go into the radio listeners page, take a look at what's in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in like Flynn. And don't forget, if you want to call them up, phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time on the number, 800-641-5459. Get a live person to talk to. MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. What do you think of that idea there, Kyle?
No, I think it's great to buy one, get one, and that's amazing. And, so again, radio listener special page. That's how you find all those great deals.
Yeah, and this is the top-notch premium stuff that he's got here. So this isn't like you're giving away your cheap stuff. This is the expensive stuff. Wow.
Well, exactly right. And those towels, they are the real deal. They're really good.
Yeah, and a bath towel is actually big enough to be a bath towel instead of standing there with something that won't go around you or this, that, and the other. Those are big bath towels. Okay, Russia plans to stage a referendum to justify its occupation of the southern Ukraine city of Kherson. You know why that is, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I think that's primarily a Russian-speaking area, number one.
That's correct.
And this is part of what Vladimir Putin had talked about at the beginning of, right before the invasion. He wants some special dispensations for Russian-speaking people in Ukraine. But he's glomming on to that in this case because, obviously, you're going to have a referendum to say we're glad Russia's here. I mean, put their stamp of approval on all of the atrocities that have happened? I mean, this is now obvious ploy.
Right. Now, we heard from John Durham again yesterday, his committee, and the update was a judge said that both parties can defend shielding the documents during the Sussman probe.
Right. So I expect them that they can come in and make argumentation about that then.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. It means it opens it up for discussion in the trial.
Yep.
And Sussman's in big trouble, big freaking trouble. They got him dead to rights.
Right, and this is going to continue to unfold. I mean, this is a huge, huge problem for our election. You know, you have people talking about attacking, quote, our democracy or our elections, basically. Well, when you go out there and you create the false narratives and you engineer the whole thing and try to make it Russia, 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 for lack of, you know, in a nutshell, that's also election tampering like we've never seen.
Now, findings now show that a majority of Republican candidates' fundraising emails went to a spam folder in the Gmail accounts owned by Google, while the Democrats' emails were delivered. How do you like that one?
Well, it would not be hard to do, right? Because you have those, you know, a lot of people, they may have some, you know, antivirus security or email security on their computer, and that's going to flag certain things by various ratings, and they look at different, matrices and so forth of whether or not they've got keywords, stuff like that. But it wouldn't be all that hard to do if you wanted to program things with typical Republican sayings or phrases or keywords and just say, if it has this, dump it to the spam folder.
Yeah, now you know who attorney Sidney Powell is, right?
Yes, yeah, I believe, yeah, yeah.
She said yesterday, and I'll quote, "Let's be clear, unless the Democrats cheat, they cannot win elections."
Well, yes, I think that's really true, especially in this current era that we're in, because their policies.
And we know they're going to. We know what they're trying to do with the people that they're trying to get elected in the small town elections, don't we?
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is the group, the Run for Something group, and I believe, Captain, you're going to have the Colonel on in hour four, and you'll be discussing that even with more detail as well as the program goes on tonight.
You bet we will, because he's been. So I told him about this, and he's been doing his homework. So we're gonna get into this, because this is serious stuff.
Well, it really, really is. It really is, and the idea of cheating is, you know, just part and parcel of what some on the far left believe is their sort of divine right, as it were, because they just got to win by hook or by crook, because they have to lord it over you. It's like an obsession or something. It's no longer at all what they claim it to be, and that is trying to get the democracy going or will the people. I don't think they care about that, because the only election that they care about is the election that they win. And if they don't win the election, then they got to figure some way that how they maybe can tell you they really did win the election. You know, it's like the old thing. We'll just count. You have to keep counting votes until the Democrat wins. That's basically their strategy lately.
Now, we've got a situation going on here where Russia has cut off the natural gas to the NATO member countries, Poland and Bulgaria, and they threaten to do the same with other countries, dramatically escalating its standoff with the Ukraine. Well, here's what Russia is going to have happen to them that they can't do anything about. The United States yesterday stepped up and said, we will send liquefied gas via our ships to your ports.
Right. Well, that's one of the ways that you actually step up and start winning wars, or start winning the day at the very least, and stopping Putin from being able to use these kinds of retaliatory things. They don't want to pay in rubles because the ruble is pretty good, is worthless essentially. And so this is all part of Putin's sanctions, quote unquote, against unfriendly, what he terms unfriendly countries, right? And so he's expanding this in one way or another, maybe not in terms of having a shooting war with other countries, but nevertheless, he wants to do some damage.
Is there anybody any more unfriendly than Russia lately?
Well, no. In fact, they're going to continue to be a pariah, mm-hmm. not for the next year, but for the next 20
okay.
years.
And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy addressed the leaked audio from conversations he had following the January 6, 2021 insurrection at a private GOP conference on Monday. I don't know what he said, but they gave him a standing round of applause for saying what he did.
Yeah, real interesting. You know, as we learn more about that and the starts get rehashed again and so forth, I know that there's a lot of people who want to try to create this real huge controversy, but I think they're looking at moving forward right now.
You betcha. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with Kyle Warren.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. For those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This house where the man says it's 108. The sweat soaking up the back of my shirt. I'm as thirsty as this red dirt clay. It's hot at night, almost quitting time, and the boys wanna have some fun. They like to kick back with a nice cold draft and an oversized Crosby mug. I like a hard one, like a shotgun, all doubled up next to me. A few days of sun drop, yeah, thank God.
me on when she starts painting them toenails with them pretty feet up on the dash. She'll paint up loud and sing to the crowd with her Springsteen, Petty and Chess. Got the grill in the back and the cooler back with steaks and a case of light.
The Soul Circus Cowboys, and that's their single called Hot One. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, that's got a little pizzazz to it.
It does. No, that is really a great record. I like that.
Yeah. Well, see, you didn't know that was coming. I told you I was going to play another one, but there you go. All right, take us away with the weather out west.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we have a pretty quiet map overall tonight out west, but we do have a couple of things to tell you about, especially in the Southern California area, I-15. Looks like we've got some gusty winds. Could be up to 35 miles an hour, gusting up to 45 or 55 miles per hour in some areas. This includes Barstow and the Fort Irwin area, so if you have a high-profile vehicle, be aware of that because you could also get blowing dust, which could impede visibility as well. We also have a lake wind advisory up in northern Nevada tonight as you come out of Reno, as you go up towards, Lovelock and Battle Mountain, Elko area. So you want to be aware of that as well. But up in Big Sky country tonight, Captain, in Montana, we do have a winter storm warning, and this is going to be in the Helena area. Now, they expect some heavy snow, 6 to 10 inches perhaps at the pass levels, also with the gusting winds as well. But you've also got winter weather storm watches around that area, going up towards Great Falls, down towards Bozeman, as well down into West Yellowstone. We've also got some rain in western Montana tonight around City on I-94, Seattle and Portland. You've got rain in the forecast over the next several days, so be careful out there.
All right, well, we've got some flooding in the eastern part of North Dakota right along the Minnesota line from the Canadian border all the way down to Fargo. That's not uncommon with the rain they've had and the melting snow and whatnot, so be advised that might be a problem if you get off the interstate. And then again, there's a couple of spots in the interstate where it's rather low, so just be advised that that could be a problem for you. Then coming on down into Oklahoma, we've got some weather developing down there. Not sure what's going to happen right now. We got a lot of wind down there, and it's dry. But Oklahoma and Texas down towards Midland, you've got a lot of questionable things that could be happening with the weather. Could kick into some severe thunderstorms and whatnot and start moving east out of there. We'll have to see. Now, going up into Michigan, I-94 in the central part of Michigan, you've got some sub-freezing temperatures up there tonight, as well as over into Ohio, all the way across over into the western part of Pennsylvania, down into West Virginia. Most of West Virginia right now has got a hard freeze warning. Over in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, as well as parts of Maryland and Delaware and Jersey, you've got a hard freeze through there. You've also got a lot of unsettled weather for the Adirondacks, the Catskills, and down in the Poconos tonight. So there could be some interesting weather as the day moves along that away. You've got some snow that's now moved down from where it was. It's down off the Canadian border there about 40 or 50 miles now. But definitely if you're going up to get a load of French fries up in Presque Isle or Caribou, you're going to have snow to get to go through to get there, so be advised of that. You guys and girls running empty, because it gets a little treacherous sometimes when you run empty trying to do what you need to do. And there's a couple of docks when you back in up there to load the French fries. You got to back down a little bit of a hill, and sometimes you can't quite get out of there, Kyle, because you're slipping and sliding.
Oh, wow. I can imagine. Yeah.
All right, well, tell us about how to hear your show, first of all.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and oh, by the way, the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report every night, six nights a week out here on the Radio. All righty, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on board right now. Denise Simon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
If you were any better, you'd be tap dancing in the driveway, right?
Okay.
Listen, it seems that Joe Biden is in over his head again, and he's starting to get yelled at by some of his own people for the spike in the gasoline prices. And even though he's been trying to shift blame, it's not working. Most voters are not buying his excuses. They're laying the finger right straight at him for what's going on.
Well, it's not just the voters. You know, when they turn on him, that's one thing. But when his own progressive Democrat activist media starts turning on him, that's another. And so what is the White House doing to kind of regain some favorable numbers? Well, we're now, you know, talking about things like banning the light bulb again to help out the green crowd. And then we're talking again about forgiving student loans to see if you can't gain back some favoritism there. So, you know, if you really kind of look at all things in the United States and then look at things internationally, there's, I can't think of anything that is going well, and this man being the leader of the free world ought to be fretting on all kinds of things. He ought to be working, you know, in overdrive, you know, at Mach 7 with his hair on fire. And he is completely oblivious to all of this. So who's his gatekeeper? Ron Klain and Susan Rice. And so if you really want to put some blame on anybody, those are the two that we can begin with.
Yep. But what they're doing is not working either. So it's all part of the...
Precise.
Yep, it's all part of the losing system they got going. And we got about 30 seconds here, so I'm going to throw this out there. The Republicans are experiencing an uptick in Twitter followers after Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter. And it looks like as if what we thought was going to happen is happening, and that is that more people are jumping back on the bandwagon over Twitter as long as they don't
start. I don't know that they were jumping back. Some are jumping back on,
yep.
But I think that whole shadow banning thing is beginning to kind of fade away. And so those followers are kind of coming up, you know, bubbling to the surface again. So I think that's really what Twitter is doing. They're kind of trying to clean up their act here.
Well, we will find out soon because we're learning things every day. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.